Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Former Texans employee could have a major role in some of the entertainment that we often enjoy. Here is Urban Meyer on the Rich Eisen Show talking about whether he would like to see his squad in Hard Knocks this season. Apparently he's got to run it by a familiar person.
Well, I got Miss Amy Palsik sitting right here staring at me in my office. So I'll let her handle all those conversations. And, I think most coaches want to go in a submarine and show up on game day ready to rock and roll without distraction. But I also understand and respect the NFL, what it stands for, the network, what it stands for. And I do believe this is an interesting story here.
All right. So Amy Palsik going to make the call.
Well, I don't know if she's going to make the call, but she certainly will have some influence. I don't think it's fair for a new coach with a rookie quarterback to be on Hard Knocks. I'd love to see it. Because I think Urban Meyer is going to be really entertaining, and they have a lot of storylines. But, man, that's putting a lot on a brand new
Tebow.
Coach. And Tebow, gosh, of course. Yeah.
Tebow on Hard Knocks, Trevor Lawrence, you got all that stuff?
Urban?
Hell yeah.
That's not fair. That's asking way too much, you know, to put a brand new team like that.
Remember when Sean and Rich Lord used to have the Hard Knocks guy on every week?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite things.
Well, the
to
producer,
bring up.
Right? Or a director.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Weekly. Yeah, big deal. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. honestly, that was one of the weirdest weekly segments. And Rich,
it was good when the Texans were on. I was always.
Yeah,
always,
you think?
Yeah, it was always good.
But hearing about Jameis Winston was a little bit weird. Or Antonio Callaway getting caught with weed seemed a little bit weird. Rich got pumped for that segment, though.
He loved Hard Knocks.
What about the battle for the number five safety?
Yeah.
What went into the cinematography there?
Cinematography.
Hey, did you guys hear?
Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he had to say about replacing Deshaun Watson.
Yes, of course. As far as the pressure thing, the pressure question, I don't think anyone will put more pressure on myself than me. I have high expectations for myself. I hold myself to a certain standard. So coming out each and every day and performing at a high level is where the standard is. And of course, yes, Deshaun played at a very high level and has played at a very high level throughout his career. I've been a fan of his and I know him personally, but the opportunity to be able to start here is something that I look forward to and looking forward, like I said, just going out and competing with the guys that we have in our locker room, the great talent, Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, Jordan Akins, David Johnson, Philip Lindsay, Mark Ingram, all guys that I've admired from afar, being able to be in the locker room with those guys and to go battle with those guys on Sundays is something that I'm looking forward to.
He just handled the whole thing well. I think some of that is a little bit just saying the right thing more than actual candor. But he handled it the right way. And by the way, he came here because not just because it was the right fit. It might have been a right fit. And it might have been a factor. But it was the it was one of 32 that offered him a starting job, a chance at a starting job.
No, I mean, him and David Culley, two most prominent positions on the sidelines on Sunday, head coach, quarterback, they wouldn't have that role anywhere else.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of reason to criticize the Houston Texans, and they've given us a lot of reasons recently. But when you say Tyrod Taylor wouldn't start anywhere else, that's not a knock on the Texans, because the reality of the situation is your starting quarterback demanded a trade, and then your starting quarterback became untradeable, so you couldn't draft his replacement. So Tyrod Taylor in most organizations would be a perfect backup quarterback. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what the Texans are right now. They're down to their backup quarterback because the guy that they thought was going to be their franchise quarterback, he wanted to jump ship at the start of the year. So just because you say this is the worst starting quarterback situation in the NFL, it's not necessarily a knock on Nick Caserio. Quite honestly, I think if you took away the starting quarterback for every NFL team and you put the backup and you went down the list, Tyrod Taylor would rank high on that list. And that's where the Texans are. You could do a lot worse as a contingency plan than Tyrod Taylor. I don't think there were too many better options, specifically given the fact that some of the other guys in that same tier, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think he found a better situation in Washington. Andy Dalton, he's the starting quarterback for the Bears heading into the season.
If you want to be competitive, if you want to be competitive, but understand that you're better off with a high draft pick than thinking you have a shot at the Super Bowl, Tyrod Taylor is your man. And that is, just like you said, not a knock. He is an average to slightly above average quarterback in almost every way you look at it. He's been in the league. He's 31 years old, 10 years. He's only had three seasons where he was a regular starting quarterback. As a starting quarterback, his record is 25, 21, and 1. I mean, that's what he is. His skills, I heard Clint talking about it yesterday, and it's something that I've seen in, you know, obviously over the years watching Tyrod Taylor, are okay. You know, he you've heard the promo. You know, Davis Mills had the most. You've heard Clint talking on the promo. You know, in terms of tools, looked like the best one out there. I don't doubt that for a bit. Tyrod Taylor has a lot of competitiveness. He has a lot of experience. He's a good quarterback for what the Texans are trying to accomplish, and that's not win a Super Bowl. Be competitive. Keep the fans interested. But understand that you're better off with a high draft pick. He's your man.
I doubt in that setting that Clint and Sean observed yesterday, I doubt Tyrod Taylor has ever really thrived in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's
been
his strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's what you're going to get with Tyrod Taylor. Someone who does thrive in that situation might have had his flaws as a player. But when it comes to just flinging the ball, flinging the pigskin, throwing it around the yard, Jay Cutler, he's definitely one of those dudes.
Yeah.
And apparently he's getting a lot of support right now from NFL players. There have been multiple NFL players, Adrian Amos, Darius Slay, Quandre Diggs. These guys have been giving Jay Cutler a lot of praise because amidst his divorce with Kristen Cavallari, formerly from Laguna Beach in the Hills. She's actually going to reappear in the Hills. Watched that the other night. It is back. He wants half. He wants half of her company. Common James is the company.
Uncommon James.
Uncommon James is the company. That's right. And Jay Cutler wants half. And he's getting a lot of support from his NFL fraternity.
This is so interesting to me. If it goes to court, because you have to ask your question. You talk about precedent, you know, legal precedent. Yes. Now, who knows what the divorce laws are in terms of, you know, assets between a married couple getting a divorce in the particular state that they call home. I don't know, but I don't know.
Nashville,
what,
Tennessee.
I don't know what they Tennessee are. I don't know what the divorce laws are. I'm talking about just legal precedent in terms of this question. She was famous. But did her opening that company benefit significantly because she was married to Jay Cutler, and even though she opened it, does he deserve half? It's really interesting. It's a really interesting question.
Well, I'll say this. I watched the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty clear that he considered himself a partner in it.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
See, I didn't. I remember you used to come in bragging about it.
Well, I don't know about bragging.
Well, I mean, you know,
I mean,
giving us
yeah,
details.
He was bragging about it.
He was bragging about it.
You guys want
you
to
said
you
loved
guys want
it.
To combine your powers and lie. That's fine. But
you were a regular viewer.
I was a viewer, and he would go check on him and stuff like that and talk about firing people. Like, he made it very clear that that was part of his.
Well, even that's all fair, and I think that's fair game. But what I'm saying is part of what he's claiming is this company wouldn't have grown as fast or had as much notoriety or even been able to take off without you being married to me. You know? I think it's really fascinating. I don't know where I stand on it. I'm interested to see how it plays out.
The thing about divorce is it's pretty set in stone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's obviously a little bit of wiggle room anytime you have court, but for the most part, it's set in stone. And it's not just the man it's half and half.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is like kind of a mindset, and there are some I've seen some. Well, you know, he looks like a weaker guy. Jay Cutler looks like a weak guy. No, he doesn't. That's what he's.
Business is business, man.
That's what he's going with.
Business is business, and he's definitely gonna try to claim his.
He's getting a lot of support. Jay Cutler, people's champ right now. Remember when Jay Cutler? There was talk that he could be the quarterback of the Texans back when he was taking some time off.
I wish it was in 2006.
Wasn't that?
Wasn't Mario? Wasn't Reggie? Wasn't Vy?
I wonder what Kubiak would have done with Cutler.
Oh. Best player in that draft.
Best quarterback.
Best quarterback for sure.
Yeah, best quarterback.
But when everybody was talking about Mario and Vy and Reggie, who knew? Jay Cutler.
Best quarterback. Yeah. I think Kubiak would have done some good things with Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
I feel safe in saying.
Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. A lot of support for Jay Cutler on the text line. A lot of support.
Mm-hmm. Get your money, King.
Pioneer. Uncommon James. He just started a butcher company, too, like a butcher club. I saw on Instagram. I guess they send you every month like some premium cuts of beef, meat, all that type of stuff.
I like that. I mean, if it's a good company, I don't want like those guys that knock on your door because that meat never tastes good. All due respect. I like your hustle, but yeah, it's grass fed. I'm like, yeah,
too much
like crap.
Too much analysis on food, kind of too much for me.
Yeah.
Just give me my meat, please. I don't need a background.
How do you feel about door dashing McDonald's?
That's stupid. You should never door dash French fries. French fries, there is no middle ground with French fries. They're really good when they're fresh. They're really bad when they're not. And when they're door dashing your French fries, that's a joke.
Forget fresh or not fresh. I feel as if you're door dashing McDonald's, you need to kind of reexamine your life. It's McDonald's that you're door dashing. Just walk to the car and go get it. They have a drive through.
I don't like DoorDash really, period.
I like it for some things.
I like to go get my stuff. If I'm ordering something, I got to order pizza.
Yeah.
I got to order the food from somebody who takes pride in that restaurant.
Yes.
This DoorDash dude, this Uber Eats, they don't give a rat's ass about the quality of that
it's
food.
Big business, though, man.
They don't care. Yeah, it's a great business because there's a lot of lazy-ass people.
Yes, that they DoorDash McDonald's.
But Aaron Kapner does that regularly.
McDonald's?
By the way. Yes.
McDonald's.
Yes.
I got to talk to her.
Is she at the house?
Yes. And McDonald's is close.
You can't.
I don't like putting one of the most important people in the office's business out here. But Aaron Kapner DoorDashes McDonald's, bro.
I need to talk to her
regularly
because you know how I feel about her and how
you have her number, Figgy.
I don't.
Let's get her, dude. You can't DoorDash McDonald's. You need to reexamine your life.
She does.
That's a surprise to me. I'm calling BS.
Why do I never get the benefit of the doubt? Why do I never get the benefit of the doubt with what I say?
I give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm just thinking you might have her confused with someone else.
No, I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Kapner DoorDashes McDonald's. I promise you.
Wow.
I'll get her on the line because I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of my integrity being questioned every time I say
questioning
something.
Questioning your integrity.
But honestly.
He's legitimately upset.
Speaking of, yeah, we're gonna defend my honor coming up. And then after that, we're going to hear from David Culley next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Competition makes people better, and good players want to be better. And the quickest way and the best way to get that is with competition. And we've created that here. Because this time of year, it's not really about evaluation so much as it is about learning the system, learning about what our culture is, establishing what our culture is. And you know, quite frankly, we don't have what we call starters. Everybody works with everybody here. You know, everybody works with every group. And that's how you create that. So there's no feeling that this is his job or that's his job. The feeling is, it's everybody's job. Whoever the best person is for that particular position, that's going to be their job.
Keep banging that table, Coach. We'll hear from David Coley in a sec. Before we do, got to defend my honor. Every time I say something, I get accused of lying.
No, I just couldn't believe
and
it. Because
I'm making
of the,
sure I got the appropriate information.
Because
Aaron
of the
Kapner,
person you were talking about and what she means to me.
Aaron, okay, let's start to backtrack. Aaron Kapner, one of the people that really the person that runs everything here. A conversation came up, and I said you are one of these people. Well, John Lopez did not believe me, and I just want you to confirm or deny the following.
Okay.
Do you DoorDash McDonald's, yes or no?
No.
You do not?
I have one time.
Okay. All right. I feel better because I said anyone who DoorDashes McDonald's needs to reexamine their life.
I did during COVID.
Okay,
yeah,
see,
I just really had a
crazy, oh, now who's integrity?
You know, you're at home sick with COVID, can't go anywhere.
She had COVID.
I had COVID.
I think you owe me an apology, Landry. You said I don't respect your integrity, or I disparage your integrity.
She did it.
She had COVID.
When you ordered McDonald's, you had COVID.
Yes.
Whatever. Get out of here.
I win.
God. Landry is a piece of crap.
Man, I can't believe David anything Coley. You say anymore.
Let's hear from David Coley. Here's David Coley at NRG talking about the 2021 offseason. COVID's nuts.
Yes, David, how are you today?
I'm fine, John, and you?
Doing great.
Hey, look, you got off that field just in time. It's getting ready to get ugly out there.
Is it? Well, I'm glad I got home. Came home just for you. Hey, I'd like to ask you, since we're getting Tyrod Taylor for the first time, is he where you want him to be?
Yes, he is, John. And the thing about him is he's been in all of the Zoom meetings. So it's not like he doesn't know where we're at or what we're doing at this point, been in OTAs. He's been in all the meetings. It's just recently we just got him on the field. And you can tell by what we've seen on the field, John, that he's been listening. He's been picking up the offense. And this time of year, what we're trying to do here is with all of those guys at that position and along with these other positions is just to learn what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I feel like from what we've seen out there the last few days that he is right where we feel like he should be.
Hey, David, past couple of places that Tyrod has been a quarterback in Los Angeles or with Cleveland, he had rookies behind him and eventually gave the job over to them. What sort of asset can he be to Davis in terms of just getting him kind of accustomed to the league and stuff?
It's invaluable for not only just those guys at the quarterback position, but just for the guys on this football team in general. He knows what winning is supposed to be like. He knows the process that you have to go through. And that's what he brings to not only that room, but to this football team.
In the year you overlapped with him in Buffalo, you guys, the Bills benched him for a game. What did you just learn about him during that season and working with him and going through that process with him?
That he's a professional through and through. Didn't like it. No one would have. But he handled it like a pro supposed to handle, like a guy with class would handle things. Basically, the very next week, he was back in the lineup and was able to help lead us to the playoffs because of that. And that just goes to show the professionalism he has and the experience that he's been around. And it worked out for everybody involved.
David, when you guys signed Terod, Deshaun had already asked for a trade, but the first lawsuit hadn't been filed. What was it about Terod that made you think that it was a good situation, your situation that the team was in, was a good situation for him to be your quarterback?
Well, we didn't have but one quarterback on the roster at that time signed. So we were going to go out, and Nick and his staff went out, and we were going to sign some more guys to the roster that we needed to have. And Tyrod was available. He had some other places to go. He chose here simply because he's familiar with Pep. He's familiar with me. He's familiar with what we're all about, and it's fit in just perfectly for us.
When you look at the veterans you have, as far as the defensive line, some of the guys that you have like Omenihu and some newcomers like Malik Collins, how do you feel like the defensive line is coming together?
Well, the experience that you just mentioned there with the guys that have come from other places mixed in with the guys that we have here. And again, I'm going to go back to what we said we wanted to create when we first came here. And with these free agents and with our draft picks is competition. And Aaron, what happens is competition makes people better. And good players want to be better. And the quickest way and the best way to get that is with competition. And we've created that here, not only at that position, but at all positions. Because this time of year, it's not really about evaluation so much as it is about learning the system, learning about what our culture is, establishing what our culture is. And you know, quite frankly, we don't have what we call starters. Everybody works with everybody here. You know, everybody works with every group, and that's how you create that. So there's no feeling that this is his job or that's his job. The feeling is it's everybody's job. Whoever the best person is for that particular position, that's going to be their job. And in the fall, when we start training camp, that'll all come together.
All right. All right, Coach. Mm-hmm. Put me to sleep there, Coach. What did you think about what Coach Coley had to say, and not having any starters, and what he has to say about Tyrod Taylor?
I don't blame the approach that they have. I think, you know, if I were put in that same position, I said yesterday I'd take his job and do the same thing, even though I knew I was already a lame duck. I'll say today I would approach it the same way. When he says we don't have any starters, it upset me, but I also
it's true.
Agreed with it. Yeah, I don't want to be covering.
Maybe have five.
Yeah.
One, two.
Terod Taylor.
Terod Taylor.
Justin Reed. Zach
Reed.
Cunningham. Shaq Lawson.
Tunsil Howard.
Tunsil Howard, six.
Roby.
Oh, Britt.
Eh?
They seem to be.
They seem to be, but are we positive?
No, I guess we're not positive. They seem to be pretty adamant about.
Cooks.
Yeah, Cooks.
Yeah, like nine.
But the thing is, it upsets you for your head coach. I mean, they're not saying this anywhere else. They know that they have position battles. You know, when you're talking about special teamers slash cornerback or linebacker or receiver, that's one thing. But when you're talking about potential starters and not having starters named or expected, that's a whole different thing. I mean, that's sad, but it is true.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Friday, Sports Radio 610. It is a football Friday. Clint and Ron coming up after us. Clint was actually out there. Didn't sound too impressed with Tyrod Taylor, to say the very least. Again, in that setting, we got to be fair. I don't think that setting is really ideal for Tyrod Taylor to thrive, because that's not really his strength, the 7-on-7
It was a bad
format.
Scheme.
But I got the sense that it wasn't that impressive.
You're talking about Terod himself or right. Just quarterbacking?
Right.
I think Sean came away the same way. He didn't really say it when he joined us. I'm just kind of getting that vibe. Terod Taylor didn't blow anybody away. One other thing that Clint said that was interesting to me is Whitney Mercilus didn't participate. I mean, they didn't really see the defense.
That surprise you? What does he got to do?
A little bit. No, it did surprise me.
What does he got to do?
He's got to be better than he was last year.
Why? He's getting money. I mean, he's it's basically free money. He's getting, what, $12, $14 million this year no matter what. Whitney Mercilus has to do nothing.
He's the most tenured guy on the defense.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be the leader.
Did you see the shape he was in last year?
I did. And that's one thing that he needs to come back and prove. And that's why it was surprising to me for a guy that was, you know, criticized, he couldn't get to the he couldn't beat Ben Roethlisberger to the corner. You would think he would be one of the first guys at OTAs coming back in real good shape.
He's in shape. I mean, we saw him at the Houston Sports Awards. He's definitely in better shape, but he is not, like, I don't think Whitney Mercilus is just foaming at the mouth to get back on the field. I don't think he, look, I'm not questioning, like, yeah, him being a professional. I'm just saying naturally, I wouldn't blame him. I mean, the money's guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, you've been here, you've bled sweat for this organization, and now all of a sudden it's like a rebuild.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be bought into a rebuild if I'm Whitney Mercilus.
So you think he's just going to be one of those guys that bides his time?
I would.
Cash is one more.
I mean, I can't speak for what he's going to do, but I'm speaking for myself. So I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, that is inexcusable. You're an athlete. You got to go out there. If I was Whitney Mercilus, I was in the situation Whitney Mercilus was in. I got a contract that I probably shouldn't have gotten from Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me damn near $30 million guaranteed. But I had come here. We had bought into a process. It appeared we had the quarterback. We felt like we were like one step away from being really, really good.
So you're like, okay.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, you're asking me to buy into some sort of rebuild. I'm not 100% bought into this. Thank you very much for the $12 million, $14 million this year, but I'm not going to be 100% committed. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not going to be on my high horse sitting here questioning it, because I would do the same damn thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be excited to go in that building. What the hell is Whitney Mercilus excited about?
Oh, I know.
It's one thing for a Lonnie Johnson, a Justin Reed, who are trying to earn that second contract and try to really try to prove themselves. Whitney Mercilus' best football is behind him. You're telling me I'm gonna go into this building and I'm gonna be sitting there foaming at the mouth and volunteer to work for these guys? Screw that.
But see, what you touched on there is one of the most important things about this type of team. You know, they talk about all the competition. They talk about the 1 and 2 year contracts is gonna have these guys, you know, salivating to try to prove themselves and get another contract. The problem with that is when things go south, a lot of guys are going to turn into a Whitney Mercilus.
Yeah.
And just say, you know what?
Yeah.
I've been in the league 9 years. They paid me X million dollars for this year. Right. I'm not going to kill myself.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I'm
you not think gonna Randall Cobb's pumped for this?
No.
Hell no.
No.
Absolutely not. I can't blame him.
But I'm talking about some of these guys that are on the 1 and 2 year. Like Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just using him as an example. Yeah. This is not an editorial statement at all. But like Mark Ingram, they start 1-6, and he's feeling sore.
But we are both. but I want to make this clear that we are both acknowledging that we're pointing, but we're pointing back at ourselves and saying we would do the same thing.
Absolutely.
So we're not sitting here saying that's inexcusable. You and I, Landry Locker, John
business
Lopez,
decision.
We would both make it.
I would. Yes. On this team?
Yes.
Absolutely.
In certain cities. There you go. Yeah. Straight honesty here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Let's put a bow on the show. Let's sprint into the weekend. Let's go up to Buffalo. Buffalo. Not Canada. Buffalo. Duh. Next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Astros heading to Buffalo. First time since 1969, Dusty Baker has been there. Astros one game back of the A's. Homestand, a success in large part because winning last four of five ended up being a winning thing. Now you go to
Buffalo to face the Blue Jays. Zach Greinke day.
Yeah.
Coming off a very stinky outing by Odor Easy. Get it?
I see what you did there. I thought I did the dad jokes.
He might be the odd man out, Odor Easy. But the Astros, looks like the lineup, they're getting back to full strength. Playing some good ball at the right time. Jeff Bagwell joined the show earlier today. If you missed it, rewind that Odyssey app, because In the Loop's twice as nice when you listen twice. Jeff Bagwell didn't seem too committed to the Astros needing to make a move.
Big move. Yeah.
A big move. To me, the only move that needs to be made by James Click that is realistic is a prayer. I think he needs to pray that Max Scherzer doesn't end up on an AL contender or doesn't end up on the Dodgers or something like that. He ends up on a squad in the NL that maybe the Dodgers can take down.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the rich getting richer and not a team in the AL that you're going to compete with adding Max Scherzer. Like, say, the Yankees add Max Scherzer to their rotation with Gerrit Cole. That would be the nightmare for me when it comes to what James Click could or could not do.
Well, I'll tell you another one that is very, very out of character, but Tampa, that's the best team in the American League right now, is the Rays, and they have a lot of money. And, you know, it's a little bit out of character for them to make that move, but any of those teams, I'm with you. Any of those teams trying to make a move for him would be bad news for the Astros. You pointed it out earlier, and I thought it was good. You want someone who's kind of like fighting to get into the postseason, to get into the postseason, then a quick exit.
Like the Cardinals or something like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The Cardinals get aggressive, and they decide they're gonna go for it. Not something like that. Now, Padres seem like they make a lot of moves, but it almost seems like they've kind of maxed that out. They brought in Yu Darvish. They got Blake Snell. I'm not necessarily thinking the Padres are someone to look out for. But Max Scherzer going to the Yankees or the White Sox or the Red Sox or, as you said, Tampa Bay, that would be the nightmare for James Click and company, who are heading to Buffalo, which fortunately for the Astros is close to Canada. Which is where you have an opportunity once a year to get Chris Berman of ESPN's favorite treats.
For the Colts and Rams, I mean, the f***ing, right? Awful. I saw this on the schedule, Jets during the Christmas holiday. I took four deux at 6 o'clock knowing what this would be. You know what a deux is? It's Canadian aspirin with a little bit of codeine in it, you know, just enough to give you that pop. 222s, deux. I mean, you buy it over the counter up there, you can't hear. It's like $10 up there, but it's like $100 prescription here. So you put it in all the corners of your suitcase. Do you have anything to declare? Oh, no. Eh? Deux. You always hope to have one Blue Jay game a year. Yeah, but those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s? Yes, here they are. I'll take four of them. And they go, they always go, from the States, eh? You never had, you never take duh. Little 8% Cody never hurt anybody.
Never hurt anybody.
There we go.
Take the bridge to Fort Erie. You're there.
So it's back at it. I don't think James Click needs to do too much. I think the improvement can come with him. It was nice to see Taylor back on the mound yesterday. Maybe you get that quality lefty, seventh inning guy type of guy. Has anyone seen Baez? Has anyone seen my man Baez, who was supposed to help out this year?
Yeah, what happened to that?
I think he's eating. I've heard that he was not in the best shape.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big. Is McCormick the answer in the outfield? Or an answer? The best answer?
No.
I don't either. I think I could use an outfielder.
No.
I could use an outfielder.
Like a low-level type. Like,
or just a good, productive mid-tier. Every day. Yeah.
I feel bad for Miles Straw because I feel like there's a portion of Astros fans that are developing such a distaste. I'll say Pendergast is up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're developing such a bitter taste for Miles Straw. And I'm just as disgusted watching Miles Straw in the outfield. So I'm not trying to throw Sean under the bus. He's just a lot more vocal about his distaste for Miles Straw than you or I. He's an asset on a team. He's a good fourth outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy to have on your roster. So
he's a pinch runner.
If he does hang around, I just hope that
people appreciate him when he's in the proper role.
When he was in the proper role and we were all pining to see him in the regular lineup, because every time we saw, and I was at the front of that line, in terms of whenever he would pinch hit, when he would pinch run, whenever he would have an opportunity to get on base, I'm like, dude, that's an automatic double because he's so fast. But he can't track a ball. He doesn't have the instincts of an outfielder. And for a fast guy, he doesn't run the bases very well.
He needs sliding lessons.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
He's the tease. He's the guy that you always wish would get into the starting lineup. And then when he does, you're like, whoops.
He can't slide.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Like the guy that runs 4.4 at the combine and 4.9 in pads.
He's not as fast. I don't know how good I would feel with McCormick out there.
Yeah, I could use an outfielder, I'm telling you.
I'm a little concerned about this Brantley situation. I want to monitor this. Again, I think they are erring on the side of caution. I think if this had been the postseason, I think Brantley probably would have tried to gut it out. But, I mean, hopefully those knees aren't sore when you really need that bat in the lineup, because if they are, I would hate to have to make a decision where you have to choose between Brantley and Alvarez and which one you put at DH. And I know putting Alvarez in left field has become an option, and we saw Alvarez out there. I don't like that. That's my David Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
That's Cuban Poppy right there.
Yeah.
I just want him swinging the bat. I don't want him out there in the outfield. I'm not saying he's not capable. I'm not saying if you make the World Series and you're on the road in the National League, he needs to pick up a glove. Like, it's time to panic. I just don't want it every day. I don't want a guy who had to have both knees worked on last year in the outfield. I want him focusing on hitting. But that said, that dude ain't slow.
No.
He is far from slow.
No. I think I could get by with him at home in brief appearances. You know, here and there. I could get by with him in left field, but that's another reason I feel like you need an outfielder, and I think that they need that. I could use some help in the bullpen, but I think they might have that on the squad already, you know, with some of these starters.
There's a lot of available jerseys mm-hmm. when it comes to the Astros and jerseys. I like to bring up the jersey. If you don't want to commit to the jersey, you buy the jersey.
Yeah.
You know how much a jersey costs?
I do not. I haven't bought one in a while. How much?
Figgy, you know how much a jersey costs?
Let me guess.
I was at the yard the other day. I wasn't going to buy one. I just was kind of curious how much a
MLB
jersey costs.
Or an Astros.
I say 40.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
Come on.
That's pretty high.
You can
high.
Get a nice Nike polo for like 45, an Astros Nike polo.
Yeah.
I ain't paying no 40 for a jersey.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a shirt.
T-shirt. I mean,
a T-shirt with a name on the
back.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Jersey. $40,
How
man.
Much are jerseys?
100, maybe. Yeah. It's expensive.
Yep.
Jersey. Man. They had some Tuck jerseys. They got a lot of jerseys. I think the Framber Valdez, they need to get those jerseys going. That dude is a bad mofo.
Yeah.
Looking forward to watching him pitch. I think he's my favorite guy to watch pitch.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Tyrod Taylor, in case you didn't hear, he finally spoke to the media yesterday. John McClain was very happy about that. Tyrod said, you know, he wants to appreciate his role. He was asked about his career. Something that stuck out there to me, and I credit Aaron Reese for asking David Coley about this, Aaron Reese of The Athletic. I forgot that Tyrod Taylor was the one that got benched for Nathan Peterman in 2017. Now, he got the job back. Buffalo made the postseason. But I think it's kind of telling that a coach that appears to know what he's doing, like Sean McDermott in Buffalo, was willing to bench Tyrod Taylor in the middle of a playoff push to get a look at Nathan Peterman. This isn't like a, oh, we're 3-10, let's get a look at this guy. This was in the middle of a playoff push. The ceiling was so low, and the offensive playbook was so handcuffed with Tyrod Taylor 4 years ago that one of the more respected coaches currently in the NFL that coaches one of the best teams in the AFC was willing to go with Nathan Peterman and at least get a look at Nathan Peterman in the middle of the year. That kind of tells you how low your ceiling is and how limited your offensive playbook is, the fact that he was willing to do that. And keep in mind, that was 4 years ago. This is 2021. That was 2017.
Just benching a starting quarterback, period, is difficult for most head coaches, much less for Nathan Peterman. It is a little bit enlightening. Also enlightening that, you know, it's been a while. It's been 4 years. He's only started 3 seasons regularly, and those were the seasons in Buffalo.
I think mentally, this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be my approach, because I think it's almost unfair to Tyrod Taylor. It's almost unfair to the Texans front office to be frustrated that the Texans have the worst starting quarterback situation in the NFL. So I'm gonna mentally tell myself this, or I'm gonna try to mentally approach it this way. Deshaun Watson basically tore his ACL, and Tyrod Taylor is your backup, and you have one of the better backups in the NFL right now, and he is starting. Well, that's what I'm doing.
Because that would make me think that Deshaun would come back at some point.
Well, he's not.
Well, that's why I can't do it.
But when it comes to the actual, because I think having Tyrod Taylor as a backup plan is a very, very good thing. I think most teams would love to have Tyrod Taylor as a backup plan.
Yeah.
Not as a starter. I don't think any team would like him as a starter. So the fact that the Texans' starting quarterback situation is here, it's more indicative of the Deshaun Watson situation than it is their evaluation of the position, because this is a good backup plan to have. You'll see quarterbacks get hurt this year, and you'll see backups go in there. You'll say, what the hell is this guy doing out there? This guy stinks.
And then you're going to see a guy like Tyrod Taylor be effective as a backup, and you'll feel pretty good.
Well, like, a starter, though.
No, I'm saying on another team, a different Tyrod Taylor, and you're going to say that's why you need to have a good backup.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't think the same way, because he's not the backup.
No, he's the starter.
He's the starter.
Make no mistake about it, and that's why he's here. You know, he was asked about why he came here. Let's just be honest. There was a nice little 51-second sound clip about what he likes about Houston, players, all that. He could have made it very simple and just said, this is the only place where I could have started, so here I am.
He did it. He did the right way. He can't say that.
What do you want him to do?
You're the one who said
this
that.
This team stinks.
You're the one who said that.
No, but I'm just giving you the translation. He can't say that. What if Tyrod Taylor went up there and said, well, I mean, let's be honest,
this was one of 32.
I'm not starting. Who would do that? Who would say this is one of 32?
The reason I'm here is
ain't no one going to say that. You're out of your damn mind. No one is saying that at a press conference.
Maybe.
I took this job simply because there's 32 of these in this league.
Okay. All right.
If we got to go 3 and out and punt it, we're good.
We're good.
What'd you think about your introduction of one of the newer linebackers yesterday, your guy?
Grugey Hill?
Yeah.
Kamo? I was mesmerized by it. Only because I'm like, what in the world? Why is he featured for the defense on the second media availability of OTAs? He's started 17 games in.
Why hasn't Shaq spoken? 59.
Why hasn't
they've
Shaq?
They've had like.
Gotta get McClain on it.
They've had like six defensive guys speak. Shaq Lawson's hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Shaq Lawson's funny.
But I thought, why do they have? I mean, all due respect, and I know he's got a role, but I think he has two career sacks.
Shaq's funny, man.
I'm talking about Grugey Hill.
No, but that I don't know why he hadn't been available.
But then I realized about Hill, that's all they got.
That's their guy?
No, that's all they got is Cunningham, guys like that.
Cunningham, I don't think, has spoken.
Right.
We haven't heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from Shaq, man.
That would be good.
I think Shaq's going to be awesome. Like,
yeah,
with talking.
Yeah.
He's going to be a funny dude.
No, I'd like to hear that as well. But, yeah, I was confused. Then I'm like, well, I guess – he's one of the upper-tier players right now on the defense.
I want to hear Aminihu and Shaq Lawson going back and forth, clowning each other.
Aminihu can talk some trash.
Yeah, they will talk trash to each other. Mm-hmm. Aminihu and Shaq Lawson. That'll be like a some high side, as they used to say back in the day. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Is this fishing weather or not?
Well, if it stops raining, it's really good fishing weather because it's low pressure. You don't want to fish when it's high pressure. Like all those beautiful.
What does that mean?
I was just about to tell you. Like all those beautiful bluebird days with the clear sky and it's just like gorgeous. That's actually not the best fishing weather because the high pressure, the fish aren't as active during high pressure because the pressure goes down to the water and it slows them down. But on low pressure, they're a little more like a cloudy day or a partly cloudy
day. Is this biting?
Hell
yeah.
You know, it's actually the fish are more active. And if you want to find out more gems like that, all you have to do is subscribe to the Bite Me podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Top five right now, by the way.
Top 10.
No, top, five.
Top two. Is it? Did you hear something
the
I did?
The ratings that dropped this week, your top five in the country in fishing.
Top podcasts. 10 fishing podcasts
five.
In the country. Top five. I'll take your word for it. Fishing podcast in the country.
Can I just be honest with you guys about the Bite Me podcast? I don't want you to take this the wrong way. You can dump this if you want.
That's all right.
You sure you want to hear this, you and Scott?
I'm here for you, man.
I don't feel like y'all been catching a lot of fish. For guys who are like telling me how to fish, like I don't feel like you guys. I don't feel like whenever I talk to you guys have been catching very many fish. For guys who tell people,
baby.
For guys who
now
tell
that's
people
the way
to
get
fish.
Me to the weekend.
Oh, that's the way. That's the way. That's the way to. I don't feel like y'all been catching many fish.
It's been a tough. It's after the freeze. There was a 1.8 million fish died.
Sounds like an excuse.
In the freeze, it is. It's a good excuse. Some excuses are legit, but. I had a good day last time, 3 weeks ago. I haven't really fished that long. I'm going to go this weekend.
Okay.
Put my raincoat on, my frog togs, and go for it.
What's Scott's excuse?
Scott sight casts, and I think he's been doing all right lately.
We need to pick it up. We need some more. Y'all need to.
You want me to post some pictures?
Y'all need to.
I'll post some pictures.
Yeah, y'all need.
They slacking.
Yeah, y'all need some pictures with the fish.
I had somebody.
Because it's one thing to go in, like, hiding on social media. Like, girls put on weight, and they decide they don't want to post a pic for, like,
a year. No, I'll do it.
But you fishermen are not hesitant to post the fish when you catch it. That's everybody's
they ain't in them trenches. That's why.
Here's my walk away. Despite the freeze.
They ain't in no streaks.
Despite the freeze, despite the weather, by Sunday,
okay.
I will post a picture
I need it.
Of a whopper.
I need it.
A whopper.
I need it.
Which was my nickname in high school.
I need it.
All right. That's a promise.
Thanks to Jeff Bagwell for hopping on. Get your butt to the TriStar Show this weekend at NRG Park. It is back, and the deals are going to be better than ever after the one-year hiatus. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Talk to you next week. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.